Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, we explained that true knowledge is that knowledge that takes a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It creates the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha mata ibnu Adama inqata 'amaluhu illa min thalath: صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a man passes away, his deeds are terminated except for three. Perpetual charity, person gives perpetual charity, will explain this. Knowledge from which benefit, number two, knowledge from which benefit can be derived. This is the part that ties up with the chapter that we're doing, that the person has passed away, everything, all his good deeds have terminated. However, he's still getting to his credit good deeds. Although all other good deeds are terminated when he passes away, here the hadith is telling us three things still continue even after he has passed away. How fortunate it is that person that he has passed away, and despite him passing away, his body also will come to an end. The worms, etc., will eat that body. So the body is terminated, will terminate. His actions also will terminate at the time of death. But there are some people who will still be getting revenue, still be getting dividends, will be still earning even after they pass away. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, well, can you get a better investment than this? Investment that just continues and continues and continues. This is the type of investment that we should be looking for, and type of investment that we should be really investing in. And when the eyes close, we don't know when our eyes will close, but these investments, the returns will still keep coming. Even though the physical body is finished, even though all the other actions terminate, because we can't perform salah any longer, we can't perform read Quran Sharif any longer, we can't make zikr any longer after we are gone. That's it, that's the end of it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highlighting us to three, in this hadith, to three such things that a person can still continue to get reward. So one is perpetual charity, number two is knowledge from which benefit can be derived, and number three is a righteous child who supplicates and makes dua for him. We're talking about sadaqatin jariyatin, perpetual charity, refers to establishment of some initiative. This person establishes in his life, he makes some effort so that after he's gone, that there's some initiative so that he can get perpetual charity. For example, a person is involved in building a masjid, in building a madrasa, in building some type of hospital where people can benefit, digging of a well, planting a tree, etc. Even after he's gone, people are eating from the tree. This person is getting rewarded for it. That well that he may have, even he couldn't afford to pay for a whole well, but partially he sponsored one well. That also, so long as people are benefiting from there, this person is getting rewarded. He did some good talim, he taught somebody, he explained to somebody something. So long as that person, we did the previous hadith, this person that is practicing upon it, he may even make mistakes in the way he's doing it, but the person that taught him will get the full reward. Allah Ta'ala in his kindness will give the person that taught the next person the full reward. To such an extent that he's gone in his qabr also, he's still getting rewarded. So therefore this ilm, this knowledge is such a great thing. That one thing we can teach a person. And if we not, and many of us may feel that we don't have enough knowledge, never mind. Call a few people, sit for some talim, fazail-e amal, fazail-e sadaqat. By us reading, people learning, they practicing, we will continue to get the rewards even in that qabr. So this is the what is meant by perpetual charity. And knowledge from which benefit may be derived refers to teaching, writing, and distributing, etc., some type of literature where people can benefit. The other thing we see here is a pious child that will make dua. Here, very often parents, they make all the effort from the time the child is young to instill in him, so to speak, secular education. That this child must be good in mathematics, he must be good in science, this child must come out first in school, he must come out first in university. But how often we think that let me give this child dini talim to such an extent that after I'm gone also this child will pick up his hands and make dua for me, he'll cry for me. Why? Because I gave him the right talim, the right education. If the only thing I was worried about was the dunya of this child, then that's what he'll be worried of after I'm gone also. He'll only be worried about his dunya. That's money, how I can make and make and make. He'll forget about the parents. So that parents that's put into the children good dini education, that you'll find that it will benefit them also after he's gone, it will benefit the children, and it will benefit him, by putting this good values in the children, is that they will make dua for him. They were not too long ago, one person, that he put all the effort in his children to become professionals, to become very good as far as the world is concerned. But when the person passed away, then the same children, first thing they asking one another is, where is the qabr of our father? When they came on Eid day to see everyone else is going, so where is the qabr? They don't even know where the qabr of the father is. Can you imagine? Why we're only going on Eid day, so we're not sure exactly where the qabr is. Then the second thing is, who's going to make dua? None of us can make dua. Although he educated them with all the best of education, but they don't even know what dua to make for their father. So this is what we got to think, is what values we're putting in our children, what values we're putting into ourselves. We got to think of the day when our eyes close, and we're going to leave everything behind. And what we're making effort for is actually the wealth of the heirs. What we're making effort for is the wealth of other people. Rather, in one hadith we did previously, is that the most unfortunate person is that person who he didn't spend in his lifetime. Allah had given him a chance to spend in his lifetime. He didn't spend, and other people inherited that money from him. And they spent his money, and they earned their jannat, and he lost his jannat because he didn't spend his own money. So this is what happens sometimes. A person doesn't spend his money, other people will spend it. He'll lose out on his jannat, and other people may get their jannat. So we should be worried that whilst we got an opportunity, let us do as the best we can do in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.